What's up, everyone? I'm Scott Lowe, one of the teachers here at Fluency Academy, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Welcome to our third episode of Like a Native. Here's your opportunity to get to know a little bit more about English expressions that are really used by native speakers in everyday situations. In this week's episode, I bring out some expressions that you might not be familiar with because, let me be honest with you, these expressions are pretty difficult to get. But no worries, I'm here to help you out. Anyways, let's dive in. I bet dollars to donuts that you've already heard expressions like ballpark figure, off base, out of someone's league, touch base, being used in conversations, or maybe you found some of them in movies, TV series, or even while listening to music. It is indeed very common to hear those expressions on a daily basis. But do you know where they come from? Well, they're from one of the most beloved sports in the USA. Haven't you got any clue? Well, folks, today we're talking about baseball. I'm sure that when watching an American movie or TV series, you've probably seen a baseball game being played or even people wearing a baseball team uniform. New York Yankees shirt, Boston Red Sox pants, Philadelphia Phillies shoes, St. Louis Cardinals socks, and Los Angeles Dodgers caps. By the way, the St. Louis Cardinals? Well, that's my team. Go Cards! Anyway, this game is so popular among Americans, not only because of the game's own history, but also because baseball is all about family history, family relationship. See, it's one of the few games that most kids from all backgrounds play or used to play with their family and friends. It has a great sense of memory and nostalgia, as parents have passed it down to their kids for generations, and it connects the past in pure and vibrant ways. Perhaps we could say that baseball is an important sport for Americans as much as soccer is for Brazilians. Of course, it being so connected with American culture, some expressions that are used during baseball games started being part of everyday speech. Like in Portuguese, you have expressions like na trave, bola na rede, todo dia 7-1 diferente. Well, as a matter of fact, the meaning of the expressions we're going to see today are quite close to their original meaning. But chill out. You don't have to be a baseball expert to understand these expressions, okay? Oh, first things first. Do you know what we call the stadium or a field where baseball games take place? It's a ballpark. By the way, if you hear someone using the expression a ballpark figure, such as in, how many people were at the concert? Give me a ballpark figure. It means a rough estimate or a guess. Pretty crazy, right? And you'll notice, since these expressions are related to baseball, many of them will contain the word ball. Another example could be the expression, throw a curveball. Well, a curveball is a type of pitch in which the pitcher, aquele jogador que arremessa as bolas, with a characteristic hand movement, imparts forward spin to the ball that is intended to surprise the batter. O jogador que tenta acertar as bolas com taco. In other words, it's a special type of throw where the ball appears to curve in the air, making it very difficult to hit. So, in everyday speech, throw a curveball, such as in the sentence, he really threw me a curveball when he told me his car broke down, means to surprise someone with something that's unpleasant to deal with. Basically the same meaning that it has in the game of baseball. Oh, and by the way, a curveball, or just a curve, can be used to represent a surprise, such as, there's always a curveball when you call me. What about to touch base? Have you ever heard this one? Well, in baseball, players must touch each of the four bases in order to score a run, or a point. And so, the expression touch base is, of course, a reference to this sport. Touch base, out of game context, means to make contact with someone, normally for a short time. An example of this expression could be, we wanted to touch base with the people involved in the project, like a short and informal conversation. Okay, now, before I mentioned the batter, who faces the pitcher and, using a bat, un taco in Portuguese, is responsible for hitting the ball in order to score points. And there's a very commonly used expression with the word bat. Right off the bat is a synonym of instantly, right away. So if you hear someone saying, let me tell you this right off the bat, it means they're going to tell you something immediately. By the way, did you know that in baseball there are four bases on the ground for the batter? Yeah, you see, when batters hit the ball, they run through the bases to score points. But what if the batter starts running before the pitched ball crosses home plate? They're off base, and eventually out of the game. And now you may be thinking, Scott, please, I'm not understanding a thing you're saying. Okay, here's what I want to share with you. Off base is also an expression used every single day by Americans, and it means that something is wrong, mistaken, such as the runners when they're off base. So if you say someone is off base, it means they're wrong. Oh, and there's an expression that was originally from baseball, but is applicable to many other sports. And nowadays, this expression has left the locker rooms and is used by many, many people. I guess you've probably heard of the expression, to be out of someone's league, right? Well, if you say that something is out of your league, it means that something is too expensive for you to buy it. Whereas if you say that someone, a person, is out of your league, it means that person is too good for you to have. Something like the expression, é muita areia para o meu caminhão. You know? So guys, today we saw some expressions that have left the ballpark and moved to everyday speech. I hope you've enjoyed learning these expressions with me, because I sure had a ball. But not literally a little white baseball. It just means I had a lot of fun. I had a ball. Well, now you know a bunch of new expressions that are both used in baseball and in real life. And this is the point of Like a Native, teaching you to talk like a native. Oh, and don't forget that there are new episodes of our podcasts every single week. You can also go to fluencytv.com, where you can find a ton of different free videos, ebooks, live classes, other podcasts, and so much more. If you like this episode, follow us on Instagram, @fluencytvinglês, to stay tuned. Until next time, peace out.